It's a quality mix of music from then and now here on 92.9 The Mountain. That's Rocco DeLuca and The Burden with Colorful. And just before them, Jimmy Eat World gave us The Middle. Jenny here with you, and time for our movie night traffic light. Dawn and John, how's it going?
Good.
Jenny, how are
you doing, Jenny?
I'm good. Always good. Glad it's Friday.
Yeah, and it's going to be a nice day, too.
Yeah, lovely weather.
Yes. Wait all week for this.
What's happening in the world of movies?
Well, there's really only two movies opening up this weekend, but we'll tell you about both of them.
Awesome.
One is Hannibal Rising, and the other one is Norbit.
Oh, right. We've got quality film this week.
That's right. Wide spectrum. Hannibal Rising. Hollywood movie standards falling.
Oh, no.
Well, you know, for all those people out there that have been waiting for the next Hannibal Lecter movie, as if Silence of the Lambs and Hannibal and Red Dragon weren't enough, this one's probably going to cure you of ever wanting to see another movie like this. Yeah, this is the prequel. This is how Hannibal became evil. And it starts back in World War II when Hannibal was a young boy, and he's forced to take care of his little sister because his parents are killed. Oh. Well, it's not that that makes him evil. It's actually what the soldiers do to his little sister.
Ew.
Very disturbing, and we can't even tell you what it is because it's really, really, really bad.
Well, good. Yeah, don't tell.
Well, he vows revenge, which he gets over and over and over and over and over again in the movie.
All right, Jenny. I'm not one to, like, stereotype, but serial killers, I don't really, you know, like them.
Right, good. So good. Yay, John. I'm really happy you just said that.
So, not my kind of movie, but there is some pretty incredible cinematography in it. There's some World War II scenes in this that absolutely amazing. Some of the best I've seen. And even though it's gruesome, it's not like the Saw movies gruesome. You know, it's, in fact, some of the most disturbing aspects of the story are actually alluded to instead of shown, which is kind of more terrifying in a way. So they were kind of creative there, but the movie's too long, it moves too slow, and even though the revenge scenes are really graphic, not all that creative, really.
Okay. So,
plus, Hannibal Lecter is actually the hero of this movie, and as we know from the other movies, he's, you know, serial killer. So,
and you know, for me, though, this was one of the most disturbing movies I've ever seen.
Really?
And, yeah. And I think it's because it involves kids.
Of course.
And what happens to her, they don't tell you about it. And then, you know, just see the revenge scenes after that. They keep throwing it back at you. So you never forget what happened to her. So it's just really, really disturbing. But if for some strange reason somebody out there feels like they have to go see this movie.
Yeah, there's a lot of those.
Yeah, there's going to be. But my advice, make an appointment with your therapist before you go. You're going to need it when you get out of this thing.
Okay.
So in our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Hannibal a red. Okay. This is just way too disturbing.
Yeah, that's a movie that I have no desire. I never will see. There's just...
I can't imagine you looking at the poster for it.
No.
You do not need to see this one, Jenny.
So now we have the great Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy's new movie, Norbit. If you're wondering about the name, well, it actually has to do with Eddie's creative motivation for the film, Jenny. Norbit, as it turns out, alimony spelled backwards.
That's right. He's going through a divorce. You're horrible.
I'm not divorcing anyone.
Just Eddie. Well, you know, we went from a completely disturbing movie to now a completely absurd movie this week. And this movie, it's all Eddie Murphy. And I almost mean that literally, actually. He plays Norbit. And when Norbit was a baby, he's abandoned by his parents. And he's raised at an orphanage, which is run by a Chinese guy, also played by Eddie Murphy.
Right.
He meets the love of his life at the orphanage. She's adopted, so she goes away. Well, he ends up marrying a pleasantly plump woman. Actually, pleasant's probably not right. And woman also isn't right because, as it turns out, she's also played by Eddie Murphy. Well, the love of his life comes back to town, and he wants her, but his wife is going to have none of him eyeballing some other woman.
I hear ya.
I found it completely crude and offensive, Jenny, if you
want
to know the truth.
No.
It's kind of like if Disney had made the Borat movie. You know, it's definitely not politically correct, but it's all kind of done in a good-natured way, if that matters. So if you're okay with that, it is kind of funny, but it's definitely very silly, definitely a marginal story at best. And to be honest, I'm kind of over the whole novelty of Eddie Murphy playing every character in the movie.
Yeah.
But he's done that like a dozen times.
Yeah, he has. Well, sure.
That being said, though, I think their makeup and special effects have kind of caught up with his talent because he's actually better as the supporting cast in this than he is as the main character.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
Cool.
Although for me, they took it a little too far with their over-the-topness when they decide to run over a dog on purpose in the movie. And it's a pug, of course, which is my favorite. But John wanted me to let you know for for sure the dog survives, but they put him in a body cast and make him in a doggy wheelchair for the rest of the movie. So it's really sad.
He starts talking like a hip hop star. So it's kind of funny.
I don't know. It's too much for me. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, we're going to rate Norbit a yellow. It does have some really funny parts. It's just certainly not a great movie.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Well,
you kind of know what you're getting when you go to this.
Yeah. That's kind of. I guess we would in a sense expect that in a way.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So how about next week?
Well, next week we're going to go see a movie that's actually opening up on Valentine's Day called Music and Lyrics.
Ooh, which looks great.
Yeah, it's Drew Barrymore and Hugh Grant. Uh-huh. And then we're also going to tell you about Bridge to Terabithia, which is the new Disney movie.
Oh, right. And it's kind of like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
It kind of is, yeah. It kind of looks like it's going to be something like that.
Great.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be fun.
You can check out Dawn and John at their website, movienighttrafficlight.com, which is new and revamped. And there's even clips from your TV show. Any date set for the TV show?
There is, March 3rd.
March 3rd. Okay. And we were actually down on University this last weekend filming with just people off the street doing some scenes and stuff.
Oh,
and they're all
fun.
Everybody was so super cool, and it was lots of fun. And we'll have on our website where we're doing it in the future so you can hunt us down if you want to
be
on TV.
Oh, so people can go and be a part of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
fun.
Yeah,
and I'm
going to
wear my I Love Jenny t-shirt.
So great. And you know, you can also link to Dawn and John's website through ours, 929themountain.com. You click on Jenny in the Morning and Movie Night Traffic Light. You guys have a great week and we'll see you
next
Friday.
Thank you. Can't wait.
All right. Soul Meets Bodies coming up from Death Cab for Cutie and Matchbox 20 with Bent is next on 929 The Mountain.